conservation organization Forest and Bird recently launched a new petition to stop new or in expanded coal mines in Aotearoa. Lindley Hargreaves says it is essential that we start transitioning to a renewable energy economy now. I spoke to Hargreaves about the petition and what changes Forest and Bird are calling for.
Coal is the single biggest contributor to climate change, and the world's going to need a swift transition away from that. And if we keep consenting coal mines through the 2020s, that's just not going to be possible. That'll lock us into a high emission scenario for decades. And that's why we've got a petition against no new coal mines or expanded coal mines in New Zealand from now.
So will this include contracts that New Zealand is already in for coal mine expansion?
I think it would be up to the government how they would implement that. We'd suggest that if you're going to give out new resource consents for mines now, then that's a problem. I would hope that coal companies wouldn't be contractually obliged to provide coal beyond what they have consent to do.
What are the current plans in place for coal mine expansion in New Zealand?
Well, there's an expansion plan in Southland. There's also a vast plan for expansion up on the Buller Plateau on the west coast, which is really an ecologically special area. That would involve mining export coal in an open cast way in wetlands and kiwi habitat. And that's not yet applied for in terms of resource consents, but is planned to continue out until about 2050. And that's really what we're trying to avoid.
What has the response to your petition been?
It's really early days. We've just launched it now. So, I think that the New Zealand public would be surprised to learn that there are vast plans for expansion of coal mining in New Zealand when we are in a climate emergency. And I hope that the government will take that seriously.
So speaking of a climate emergency, what are some of the consequences of coal mines in Aotearoa to our climate crisis?
Well, there's direct impacts of coal mining on our biodiversity. A lot of the mining that happens is in ecologically sensitive areas that are wetlands or rare ecosystems with, you know, insect species that are only just being discovered or near kiwi habitat. But of course then there's, you know, coal being the biggest contributor to climate change is causing, you know, a lot of the problems we have worldwide, and that we really need a fast phase out of coal from today. It's also causing things like rats moving further up mountainsides, and so that's causing problems for species as well as temperatures warm.
Critics may argue that there is currently no practical affordable alternative to coal. What would your response be to this, and what might a more sustainable framework for electricity generation look like?
Yeah, well, the Climate Change Commission has coal use at Huntly for electricity being phased out by the mid-2020s, and that's something that, you know, really needs to happen. And in terms of much of the other use in New Zealand, this is things mainly dairy factories and, you know, a few things like meat processing plants. And they need to look at that now, because that phase out needs to start happening now. And it doesn't mean that they're all going to be changing from coal next year, but they need to be looking at when and how they can change from coal so that we can meet the Climate Commission's framework of getting to no coal use for food processing by 2037.
And what would your recommendations be for New Zealand to more responsibly use coal in our transition to a renewable energy economy?
Our main point is that the transition needs to start happening now, rather than using a transition as an excuse to do nothing for another decade.
Are there any examples internationally of countries that have begun this transition in an effective way?
I'm not sure. The International Energy Agency has come out recently and surprised a lot of people by saying that we need to have, to reach net zero by 2050, the world needs to stop new or expanded coal mines from 2021 and also stop new or expanded gas production. I'm not sure that many countries are on board with that yet, but developed countries like New Zealand bear a greater responsibility for the climate emissions, particularly from coal, that have happened over the last 150 years. And so therefore we bear a greater moral responsibility to act sooner and be leaders in making this change.
From your discussions as Forest and Bird with officials, are you hopeful that some change will come from this petition?
I think that the conversation is really accelerating. When we were opposing a coal mine in wetland habitat back in the early 2000s, of which the coal is just being mined now, which gives you some idea of the lead time on these projects, there was no acceptance that you could think about climate change when you're looking at that kind of proposal. And even in the last few years, the conversations from government, from industry, from everybody has really evolved quickly. And we think that that acceleration will continue, and that as well as looking at demand-side restrictions in terms of reducing coal use in New Zealand, that it will be acceptable for the government to look at restricting the supply side by restricting the expansion of new coal mines as well.
Some may view this as quite a complex problem. What are your last messages to people to get on board with this?
Well, the world needs to stop using coal, and we need to start that process immediately.
The Wire.